We Have Concerns is only made possible because of generous donations from our patrons. If you want to be one of those, if you want to help make the show possible and also get extra stuff like bonus episodes, monthly hangouts, other cool stuff, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
What up? Where my hairmongers at? Where my hairmongers at? Welcome to We Have Concerns, hairmongers. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens, predominantly the hairmongers.
Yeah. I think you're going to love this story.
Lay it on me.
Because you love the dark and the occult and the evil, like the fruits of the devil.
Yeah, man. There's nothing I love more than the supernatural in that I don't believe in any of it at all. Under any circumstances, but I love the lore and the mythology right. And the fact that we are sort of built to believe it.
That is why this story is absolutely perfect, because it's bullshit that sounds awesome.
Love it.
Have you ever heard of Belphegor's Prime?
That is the planet in Star Trek where the bat people come from. The gargoyle
it
people.
It should be.
Belphegor's Prime.
Yeah.
That's where that's their capital planet in their system.
Belphegor's Prime,
but there's Belphegor 1 through 7.
Yeah, in Belphegor
the
Beta.
In the Belphegor system.
No, Belphegor is a demon from the Bible, I think? Wait, where is it?
Sure.
Belphegor is one of the seven princes of hell,
mm-hmm.
who is known primarily for tempting...
Belphegor. Sleepy, grumpy, dopey,
yeah.
bashful, Doc.
And Trump.
He
is...
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Off to kill we go.
Yeah. Belphegor, don't do that. We're supposed to help Snow White.
We're supposed to whistle while we work.
I'll whistle at a shrill... volume that will burn into the brain of 1,000 men. I will whistle at such a frequency that women will shriek and babies will explode. Oh, I'll whistle.
Hello, everybody. What has everybody been doing all day?
Oh, Snow, don't come down now. We are in the middle of a very...
Come down, Snow White! Come down and face us, the seven princes of hell!
Oh, I've been looking for a prince. I've been looking for a prince to take me away.
Yes, we will take you away. We'll take you to Belphegor Prime.
Oh, Belphegor Prime?
Prime, where you will live forever.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
In darkness.
I've never noticed you. You're bigger than all
that
the
is
others.
Because I can only be seen out of the corner of your eye at the time of shadows.
Oh, that explains it. Well...
I'll flay you into 1,000 pieces!
I'm just gonna take a bite of this apple and then see what happens. Oh, I'm getting so lightheaded.
Belphegor is born! Belphegor will now set fire to the entire wood!
Belphegor has a real prince! You can kiss her and break the magic spell!
Literally, the least interested Belphegor has ever been in anything. Could not care less about that. Belphegor is really... I don't know if you guys are picking up on my vibe here, but what made you think that I would...
The Snow White has been so good to us over the years!
Yeah, she's been real good to us.
You can just break the spell with one little kiss!
Instead, I will cover you all with locusts! You guys really misread this thing. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Yes. Belphegor was one of the seven princes.
A lot
princes
of Belphegor
of hell.
Merchandise at Disney.
Yeah, really surprising. You're taking a turn.
You think it would be like there's a lot of grumpy and a lot of dopey, usually. Yeah. But Belphegor's really taken off.
Yeah,
with
you know,
kids.
There's Storybook Land, there's Tomorrow, World of Tomorrow.
There's the Land of 1,000 Punishments.
Yeah, it's strange that, you know, you take the wrong term past Frontierland and all of a sudden you're in the Land of 1,000 Punishments.
Yeah, it's right by the dark, sunless sea. Of forever sadness, which is across from the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yeah.
Secret about the Enchanted Tiki Room, there's a second line for Dole Whip around the inside. It's a little shorter.
Gotta get that Dole Whip.
Grab that Dole Whip, head to the Sunless Sea.
Yeah, go to the Land of 1,000 Punishments.
Look into it and see how you die. With a delicious Dole Whip
in your
hand. If
you're lucky, you can get a picture with Belphegor.
He comes out, what they gotta do is he comes out 15 minutes an hour.
Right.
Because it's very hot in the costume.
In the Land of the Shadows, you can only see him out of the corner of your eye, but if you're lucky... Kids.
It's a Kodak picture spot. You'll see a sign. When you stand in front of the sign, just don't look over, but kind of out of the corner of your vision, you'll see Belphegor.
He'll be waving at you.
He can only be captured by mirrorless cameras. This is important to understand.
They sell those in
You can't
the
bring a
shop.
Full DSLR. You got to bring a mirrorless camera.
Don't worry. They sell those in the shop. They're only $19.95. Anyway, so he's primarily known for tempting mortals with the gift of discovery and invention. That in the lore.
And I totally read that wrong.
Yeah, this is Belphegor's prime is a mathematical prime number. Prime numbers, of course, as we know, are only divisible by themselves and one.
Oh, that's funny. That's sorry.
You're just getting it. It's all right.
Belphegor, he's the prince of hell who tempts people with knowledge, and he's got a prime. That's fun. Good number.
So this is a mathematician who has decided that.
Today, the part of your uncle understanding a joke 5 minutes later will be played by Anthony Carmoni.
Yeah, well done. this is a real prime number. It's one, and then 13 zeros.
Nice.
And then 666.
Yep.
And then 13 zeros.
Nice.
And a one.
Woo!
So that is the number that is now known as Belphegor's prime.
I like that.
It is a true prime number, and there is a whole website devoted to it. It says that if you stare directly at the number, you will be doomed and cursed. So you can't stare directly at it. Basically, this is all. This is a guy named Cliff Pickover. He's a mathematician. He's decided to create a lore around this number to sort of promote math as a more fun thing. Like, there's these cool numbers, and so you can.
Dude, I would rather have like a Crimson Peak style bleak story about a prime number than fucking math blasters on a Mac.
Right?
You know, at school, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. There was nothing reaching out to kids like me. It was all like, oh, yeah, play number crunchers.
Right.
You're going to love number crunchers and you'll love math. And I'm already, like, imagining the dark denizens of hell coming up from a pit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching The Gate on VHS on repeat at 6 years old until it, like, wears out the tape.
It explains a lot.
Where is the math fun for me
now? That's Cliff
Pickover.
He's got it for you.
Where was he when I was a kid? I'm glad that dark and weird kids have Cliff Pickover today.
I agree. This is a gift to get kids into math.
This is like taking all the best creepypasta on the internet, all the things like, hey man, I bought a Majora's Mask cartridge that's haunted by the kid who bought it,
right,
who didn't get to beat it before he died. Have you heard that, the Ben cartridge?
Yeah
Like, I love that, but this is for numbers. That's so good.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. I also like all the really, really almost genius level people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genius level people will always name something after a demon or something from the Silmarillion. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
When you
the obscure Tolkien.
Yeah. When people get really smart, all they want to do is sneak as many references into, like, straight up dork shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get like the Deep Hitchhiker's Guide references.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I love that. I love that. Like the general, the one common thing among all super intelligent people is a love for like way deep, way hard genre fiction.
Yeah, hardcore lore.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's nothing they love more than dumb lore.
Detail people.
Yeah,
we're detail people. A guy who finds out that one with 13 zeros and then 666 and 13 zeros and a one is a prime number is the same dude who's going to get off about knowing the name of the son of Balor in Lord of the Rings, you know?
This dude is a mathematician that knows the story of every Iron Maiden cover. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, here's what's going on with Eddie in this cover.
Yes.
Here's where we are in Eddie lore. I love this, man.
I do too.
This is so good.
Even better. He also says there is a number to combat this number. This is the demon number, 1-13-666-13-1.
Sure, there must be a light to balance the dark.
Of course, a yang to the yin.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-13-0-7-7-7-13-0-1 is also a prime number.
Huh.
Heaven's number is supposedly 7.
Yep.
7-7-7. So these are both prime numbers that are constantly at war with one another for the for the control of the cosmos.
The problem with Heaven's number is it's also just that, like, a real gambling addiction.
Yeah, it's Heaven's jackpot.
Heaven's number really wants, like, it wants to battle Belphegor's number, but it's like it's already put like $17 into this slot, and it's like,
yeah,
just like, it'd be throwing away money to walk away now.
Yeah, it's right. You're pot committed at this point.
Exactly. Like, it's, I'm telling you, 15 minutes, and then we can go see the Beatles.
This is a hot machine, I can tell. I've invested into it.
If I walk away now, I'm telling you, the next person that sits down is going to win. No, we're going to, I'm telling you, we're going to go to New York. We're going to ride the roller coaster, but I need 10 more minutes. Just 10.
Is this you talking, or is this Belphegor talking? Because I think, I feel like you're being tempted. Still not, nothing, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm barely playing, though. I'm talking to you. I'm focusing on talking to you.
Yeah, but how much...
Like, I'm barely playing. Because we're having a conversation.
No, I know, but I want to have... I want to get the buffet later, and I think you're spending the buffet money.
No, I'm not spending the buffet much. I've barely spent it. I've practically broke even.
Practically?
Yeah. And then, look, I'm going to finish this. We're going to go to the buffet. We're going to defeat the evil of the universe or whatever it is we're here to do.
Yeah. No, you and me have a mission, and the mission starts with being well-nourished at the buffet. Uh-huh. I want that shrimp cocktail.
Oh, imagine, not just the buffet, but, like, the cool steakhouse we're going to go to when I win this jackpot.
But, okay, but you haven't won anything.
Listen, my spear of pure light will pierce the darkness that is infecting this society, but in,
wait,
10 minutes!
Wait.
But in, like, 10 minutes,
where,
Dave!
Where is the spear? Where's the spear? I don't see it anywhere around. What did you do with it?
It's probably up in the room.
Did you sell the fucking spear of light?
No!
Did you pawn our spear of light?
Now, pawning is different than selling. Because pawning, you can get back within 30 days.
Bishop,
pawning is what
how
you,
could you?
Pawning is not the sale thing, because sale is final, and pawning is just like, it's like a loan, really. It's like a,
how are we going to defeat the forces of evil without the spear of light?
What?
All I have are the nunchucks of hope. I can't pummel him into submission with the nunchucks of hope.
You're not going to have to, man. Like I said, 7 minutes. 7 minutes. 7 minutes.
7 minutes in heaven.
And we'll have this.
Oh, God.
7 minutes, and we'll have the spear back. We'll get two spears. They had another spear that looked really good that I saw, and I was like, you know who would love this spear? The Archangel Dave would love this spear.
You'd love spears.
And, you know, you're always talking about how I'm the only one that gets the spear. Oh, how can you get a spear and I get these nunchucks?
You're good with the spear. I'm better with the
nunchucks. They got a great spear over at this. And you can meet the guys from Pawn Stars.
Really?
Yeah, they're there sometimes.
Did you meet them?
No, but they're there sometimes. They told me that, like, they come in. Oh. All like
7 minutes later.
Okay, so we're broke.
Oh God.
Yeah, we're broke, and I have given like everything, every magic talisman we had is gone now.
You're not even, the robes are gone.
Yeah, I'm wearing an affliction T-shirt and some jeans, and number one, I feel like I fit in more now than I ever have before.
Oh,
but
true.
Number two, we're gonna lose the war.
Oh God. You want to go try to meet the Pawn Stars guys at least?
Yeah.
And that's how Satan ruled Las Vegas. Las Vegas, little did you know, was a place of just majesty and light, and really was more a
religious
center.
At the time,
center.
That was the only slot machine.
Yeah. That was the first one.
There was one slot machine.
Belphegor installed that himself. It was a place. It was a religious mecca. Was Las Vegas?
If you
until
rearrange
that moment.
The letters of Belphegor, it spells Warren Beatty, who, as we all know, played Bugsy Siegel.
Right.
In
it
the
all
Vegas
adds
movie.
Up.
Yeah.
It all adds up. So I think this is cool. I love math, and I wish I was better at it. I'm not good at math.
I think this is cool. I love math.
I love math.
You're like that. You just turned into like a Jeff Cannata Barbie doll for a second. Like
I love math.
Like I pulled your string. This is cool. I love math.
I mean it. I from the heart. I wish I was better.
I wish I was better at math. I do.
Maybe if math had more stories like this when I was a kid, I would be into it.
I did some of that Khan Academy.
Yeah.
You know, the online learn.
Sure.
Learn stuff. And man, I'm telling you, is it too late in life? Is there just not enough plasticity in my brain? I don't know, but I didn't pick up as much of that math as I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a bummer.
It was really funny, like, when we used to do, like, the experiment show, me and Tara.
Yeah.
Is like, because I understand all the conceptual stuff. right?
That's the fun part, is the conceptual stuff.
Like, but I understand all the conceptual stuff, and I can, like, figure out the connections to, like, oh, maybe this is an experiment we can do. But when it came down to, like, the nitty-gritty, will this experiment work? Let's work out the actual numbers and amounts and everything. Like, yeah. Tara wasn't around. It was trial and error. I was like a guy in the 19th century drinking mercury.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I know that mercury does something. Let's find out what. Oh, I'm dead. I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I'll be honest with you, in this story, they also talk about vampire numbers and something else.
Vampire numbers. They sleep on your couch.
Yeah.
They tell you negative things about your career and your goals.
They're the worst.
Vampire numbers.
And I looked at it, I was like, well, maybe I'll bring up these other concepts when we talk about the story. So I Wikipedia'd vampire numbers and, like, something, there's some cube. And I read the Wikipedia and
you mean the time cube?
The time, I think it was the cosmic cube. That actually I could talk about at length. But, and I looked up the Wikipedia for vampire numbers, and I stared at it and I was like, I don't understand this. I'm not bringing it up. But it's cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I wish I could look at an equation and, like, understand what it was telling me.
I'll do anything to understand a semi-clever joke.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
vampire numbers. Ooh, I wonder why they're called that.
I want to know why it's funny. Yeah. Let me know why it's clever.
Well, it's like two numbers that can be multiplied together that have the numbers of the, of what it's multiplied to in them already. So, like, if 21 and 03 multiplied into, like, 1230 or something. You know what I mean? Like, the numbers are already there. They call them the fangs. I don't get it. But that's why I want to know math better.
You're making my understanding of this worse every moment you speak.
You're welcome.
Hey, but if there's anybody out there that does know this stuff, we would love to hear about how we would love to hear how vampire numbers work. We'd love to hear any other kind of weird, kind of cool number things that you know.
Yeah.
There's a great channel on YouTube, if you don't watch it, that I check in on every once in a while, called Number File.
Mm.
Number File does all kinds of stuff like this. It's just, like, cool math tricks and cool things about math.
I love that.
So definitely go and look at it. I bet they have a video on all this stuff. We should check into it. But yeah, if you know this stuff or you have links to any of this stuff that you think that we would find interesting, we would love to see them. You can send them to us on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can also share them on our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. There is usually a thread for every episode. It's entirely community run. You guys do it. It's all the concerned citizens getting together, hanging out, talking, suggesting stories. Go there. We would love to see all that stuff there.
Yeah.
It's cool place to hang out. It's for
cool.
Number nerds.
If you love math, come to our website.
Okay, guys. We're having a math party on our website.